get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. In all the competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
to T. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. Would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all. But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all. I can't wait to cart this off.
All right. Let me make sure that this is loud enough. Oh, there we go. Now that's fine. Check 1, 2. All right. Welcome.
I think we got it. Everybody would
hear us. A lot of bands have live shows coming
at 91.5 FM.
Musicians and artists and bands are
playing for this
evening.
So
I have two guests with me tonight. Michael Newman and Mr.
Really
Michael Scott
rude.
Stewart. And they're going to be helping me talk about the WMFO.
Everybody would hear us.
Why don't we get this thing started? We're going to start this off with a little bit of Jennifer Tepp and the Strange. Coming on in addition to playing the event this Saturday.
Rick O'Casey.
See you on the other side.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She made.
We'll be right back.
Oh my goodness. I am such a huge fan of Jennifer Tefft and the Strange. I'm so excited about them playing this Saturday for WMFO Live Day 24. So I do have some background knowledge on Jennifer. She's got some shows coming up. One of them is going to be at the Fireseed in Framingham, Massachusetts on Friday, June 14th with the band I play drums in, Little Billy Lost, and another band that's going to be playing this Saturday for the WMFO Live Day 24, Lovina Falls. Yeah! Oh, so good. So that Friday, June 14th at Fireseed is going to be a phenomenal show. I've been listening to Jennifer's stuff now nonstop for a few months, and I'm so excited. I'm finally going to be able to meet her this Saturday, and we can talk about this Fireseed show in Framingham. So let's keep moving. I got lots of artists that are playing this weekend. Let's go on to another artist who's actually going to start off the WMFO Live Day 24 event on Saturday at 9 a.m., if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
And those people in the background, I'll introduce you who they are on the other side of these songs. But let's play a little bit of Ronnie DeShane.
Grew too old to work no more. Sits in his chair and looks out his door. His cheek is wet from tears he's crying. He needs his two daughters by his side. He's got calloused hands, a weathered face, and his broken heart was in the right place. He had wispy hair going gray and whiskey breath and his old man's ways, and he had two daughters by his side, two daughters, and he raised them right. He's got two daughters tucked in at night. He's got two daughters by his side. He worked all day, but his lungs were bad. And he blamed himself for things that they don't have. But he knows that things don't go right. He's got his two daughters by his side. He's got two daughters by his side. Two daughters, and he raised them right. He's got two daughters, that he missed that night. He's got two daughters by his side. In his chair and looks out his door. His cheek is wet from tears he's crying. He needs his two daughters by his side. He got two daughters by his side. Two daughters, and he raised them right. He's got two daughters, and when he dies, he'll have two daughters by his side. Flies off the weather vane, where the town clerk sets up shop. Just then a big old diesel Greyhound bus pulls in to make a stop. One girl gets off, one bag, one thought, one single state of mind. It don't look like much, she says, but hell, I'll call it home, and I'll leave you know what behind. Yeah, and things look pretty safe here. Guess I'll be okay here. They don't play that city stuff here. They don't fool around. Take care of their own here in this podunk town. She made some friends. She found a lover. She got a job and bought a car. And every now and then, her mind still wanders, and she wonders how the folks back home all are. Yeah, and things are pretty safe here. Doing okay here. They don't play that city stuff here. They don't fool around. Take care of their own here in this podunk town. General store has a coffee bar, and that's where she mostly spends her days, serving up the locals coffee and pie. She earns herself an honest wage, and it's with no regret she says, I'm doing my best, and folks say she fits right in. At the potluck supper on a Saturday night, making small talk with her new friends. Yeah, and things are pretty safe here. Stay here. We don't play that city stuff here. We don't fool around. Take care of our own here. And this podunk town. Flies off the weather vane where the town clerk sets up shop. Just then a big old diesel Greyhound bus pulls in to make a stop.
All right, that was Ronnie Deschenes, and the two songs we heard by him were Two Daughters and Podunk Town. I'm so excited to see Ronnie for the first time this Saturday. Again, you know, one of the magnificent artists that we have for the WMFO Live Day 24. So excited. So it is my privilege, my honor, my pleasure to have two of the gentlemen.
Three and four.
Two of the gentlemen who go by the nicknames Three and Four.
That's not exactly what I meant, but that's okay.
Sing One and Sing Two.
Sing One
that's
and Sing
better.
Two.
Yes. Yeah. Which one am I?
I don't know.
One of them you know from his Saturday morning show, so I guess by default we're going to get him this Saturday anyways. And the other gentleman who's been with WMFO forever and a day, substitute, does his own show. I mean, how long? So we got Michael Scott Stewart and Michael Newman. The joke is everybody here is named Michael.
Yes. That's a prerequisite.
We find it just hilarious, don't we? Yeah.
And you call someone Michael, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
it's foolproof.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this Saturday. Thank you for coming in.
Hey, thank you.
This is really just going to be an unbelievable event starting at 9 a.m. this Saturday, going till 3 o'clock-ish. But really, I'm so excited. Thank you for coming in.
Well, I guess we should tell them how Live Day got started.
Yes, that's what we were going to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off air, the question was, I should ask you, how did Live Day start? So let's make that an official question.
So back in the day, before the plague, we used to all meet here on campus to get the show signups going. So there was probably in 2017 or 2018, we had wondered why all of this great equipment in the second studio wasn't being used for anything except on Wednesday nights. So we said, you know, we could have like a live broadcast of bands. He said, wonder if that would work. So Mike and I started talking about it, and we invited some bands. We did it all ourselves that first year. And Joel wasn't available. So we got Bobby Donovan and Sean to come in here and engineer it. And somehow we did it from like 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wow. It was ridiculous. We were dead tired afterwards. But
and that, then we passed it over to the students for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, we have been doing it since. And this is by far the biggest production we've done. The talent's always been great. But, we're so excited for this one.
I think, you know, kind of an overview, you know, me and Mike have discussed. I was done a couple of shows here. I was on The Town, which I'm still part of the family. And I've done What's Happening and Crash Course for the Ravers. And I do my own Boston Women Rock and Radio Bookmarker. And we discussed, I said, you know, it would be great to get more eyes and ears on this station. We have a great station here.
And just help promote the local bands.
And help the local bands. I said, what is better than that? We have not a good local scene. We have a great local scene. And people need to know about it. There's the people from the past. Yes, I was there in the mid-70s when everything exploded. And in the nervous eaters and the cars and La Peste and the Neo, you know, the nervous, you know, everybody.
The nervous cars.
The nervous cars.
That's right.
You know, till Tuesday, whatever. It all happened there. I was there. But people walking around going, oh, there's no local scene anymore. There's not. No, there's a great local scene. You got to get out of your house, get off your butt, and get to the clubs or put your radio on WMFO. 91.5 FM and web streaming.
Yeah, we've really worked hard. We've been here about the same amount of time, 2012
yeah,
or so.
I came in 2012. Yeah.
So we've worked these last 10, 11 years. What's the math? Almost 12 yeah. years.
don't figure it out.
I can't do math.
Well, you know, Mike came from WBCN as an intern.
Yeah, so we really wanted to raise the profile of the station using the local bands. And that's what we've been able to do. And this is the culmination of it.
It's phenomenal. And I have played the live event a couple of times. Actually, I think it was last year.
I think you did,
it was
yeah.
Little Billy Lost.
Yeah.
And I did it with, I might have, you know what? I think I came in here with Fire King a number of years ago. Definitely pre-pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then even before that, in the late 80s, I want to say 89, what wasn't the live show, but I did come in here and play with
Mikey D or something, yeah.
Right, Mikey, the actual, you know, when Mikey was with us.
Yeah.
With a band called Those Famous Monsters with Eddie Nowak, Rick Ralski from Figures on a Beach, and Sammy, as our lead singer. And that was just, I mean, the great thing about Mikey D and why his legacy still lives today is he was such a huge fan of all the bands and artists in the local scene. And if he, you know, if he considered you one of his favorite bands, you were, you know, set. So I just, you know, I've been a fan of this show, this Wednesday show, you know, going all the way back to the late 80s. And so now that we have the WMFO Live Day 24, it's just one more gigantic reason. And, of course, you know, all the shows that are on WMFO. So I just really, I'm a fan. I love this. I'm loving that I'm a part of this on Saturday.
And we tip our hat to you. People don't know, last year we asked this gentleman here to be part of the promotional problems, and this year he's running the promotions, and he's doing a stellar job. What's your name
Thank
again?
You. That's right. I can't even remember.
Yeah, I think it's Mike.
Yeah, it is Mike. My birth certificate does not, you know, it's funny. I love it when people, and by the way, I came up with the name Smitty, and the first part of that is Smit. So people do call me Smit, but sometimes I think they call me Smit because they think that's my birth name.
Sure.
There you go.
And it's just like, do you really think...
Did my parents have a sense of humor or what?
But it just kind of... And the funny thing is I knew when I came up with that name, it's just like, you know, it's going to take off. People are going to say it their own way. I thought I went for the Bunny Carlos.
Idea
where people originally, and I saw it in print, they actually spelled his name like the Hopping Bunny. They didn't do B-U-N N or 1-N-E Carlos. They did it. I was like, this is perfect. Yeah. I'll be Smitty and people will call me like my name is Smitty twice.
Yeah.
I think maybe I've been doing this now since 2017. One person has called me Smitty all in one.
Yeah.
It's usually Smit E Smitty. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. So be it.
Yeah, so
well,
be
thank you for jumping on board.
Yeah,
and
thank you for helping
job.
Us so much to do everything.
Don't we have a great crew?
We do.
Oh man.
I mean, at the last Zoom meeting we had like about seven people on that Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have all kinds of people who are going to be volunteering in different parts, whether it be our hospitality pool or checking in the front door or different jobs that need to be done here, along with the people who are going to be boarding. And
yeah. I mean, we have floor directors, we have board ops, we have, and, I mean, it's quite a production now.
And then, you know, we have Christine Eck, who's going to be...
amazing. She's a part of this. She got, you know, hooked with the enthusiasm. She wants to be part of it. So, yes, Christine Eck, come on in. We'd love to have you.
And, you know, obviously North of Boston is involved in supporting this, and we're getting support from all kinds of places. So, let your friends know, you know. We need to be heard.
It's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday. So if you're going to be outside grilling and stuff, turn the radio on. I mean,
with Porch Fest, you'll be listening to us and Porch Fest.
Yes, that's how you do that, because you got your iPhone, you got your earbuds. There's, you know, changeover between the bands.
Yeah.
Tune in, see who's playing.
Yeah. If somebody tries to talk to you, just ignore them and listen to the music.
Exactly.
Pretend they're not there.
Just look at them and nod your head up and down, and hopefully they won't notice the earbuds coming out of here on the side.
Yep. So we just heard Ronnie Deschaines, and good for you for pronouncing his name correctly.
I always slaughter it.
Yes, you do.
I studied French, so I'm guessing there's a French connection there.
But he's going to start us off on Saturday.
Yes,
and what
he
a wonderful artist he is. He'll be a live acoustic. What we're doing is we're doing live acoustic to full band, back to live acoustic to full band. So that's the way it is for, you know, six solid hours, 10 bands.
It's a concert format.
Yeah, and, you know, we're not interviewing anybody. We're not, you know, doing any kind of chatter. And they're going to treat their time on air as if they're doing a show in a club. So it's a really great experience, the way that radio used to be when they had live bands all the time.
With all the, back-to-back, shared equipment.
Yep.
Although I'm guessing one of the perks to doing being one of the solo or acoustic acts is generally is a little bit more chatter.
Well, from them.
Yes.
Yeah. But you never know.
But they're going to be in this room, right?
Yes, right here.
Yes,
right.
Ronnie will be here, yeah.
Our format is that we start in A, and then it goes, after that set, goes right to Studio D.
Yep. We kind of tear this place apart and build a little stage over there, you know, and then we have a separate PA that comes in, and we make it sound great, you know?
Oh, it sounds amazing.
It sounds great.
And you know, I know he's in the other room, and he can probably hear us. I, you know, don't want to embarrass him. But the fact that we have Joel involved, the sound quality is just stellar.
Yeah, he was the selling point, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Joel, you know, again, he's in the other room. He doesn't like this kind of praise, but I'm going to give it to him anyways. Easily one of the best sound engineers in the entire New England area, just not even Boston.
And we
the
have
entire
to give a,
New England
we
area.
We have to give a nod to Sean Preventure also.
Yes, and Sean.
Yes.
And Boston Medium.
Yeah, and Bob Donovan, who helped us over the years, yeah.
Everybody. So this is really going to be exciting. I'm excited. I get to see everybody as they walk in the door because I'm going to be in charge of taking the bands and artists' photos down there and, you know, maybe calling up and saying, can someone sneak me down a bagel with a little cream cheese on it?
I'll do that for you. I'll give you a good schmear. Yeah.
I'll get it before the show starts. I'll get it all set up down there with my coffee and the whole deal.
Whatever you want. Even though this is going to be a slamming party, it is private, but we tell everybody to put on 91.5 FM and web streaming and listen to us as you're going around to the Porch Fest in Medford.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the beauty of how college radio and this station evolved. When I did it for the first time in 1998, the option of streaming it wasn't there. You either lived near
Tufts
University, you know, and heard about it. But as soon as, like, my tiny brain connected the dots that I could be anywhere through my streaming iPhone plugged into my car or at home, it's like, geez, we need to really get the message out there. And one of my things that I plan to do this summer is on all these beautiful stations that we're all part of is get the good word out and try and get this universe bigger than the New England and Boston area, because it shouldn't just, you know, it's like anybody can
It's
listen.
Available anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Yep.
You got an internet connection, you can hear it.
All your buddies in Detroit, they can listen to you.
I was kind of thinking of them.
Yeah. You know, Smitty, one thing that, you know, we talk about, it isn't about us as individual DJs at WMFO. It's about the community. It's about the station. It's about getting the music out there. The music is first. If we are not playing local music, we are not doing our job.
What a great way to go into the next artist I'm going to
play.
So I'm going to do a forfer, two artists.
Forfer.
A forfer. Let's start this next set off with Mr. Gene Dante.
Ooh, slamming.
More than she deserves. We are all whores behind closed doors. We get off when we're talked about. I held your heart in my hand, made you feel
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd start us off there.
Oh, man.
With a yeah.
What a brilliant set that we had going on. We started it off with Gene Tante, She's Outside. I love that song.
Me too.
I just, you know, everything about that Gene and that song. Then we had another Gene Tante and the Future Starlet song. We are all whores. And I relate to that so much, you know.
I was going to say.
In so many ways. Not even the obvious way. Actually, in all the obvious ways.
Hmm.
And then after Gene Tante, who's going to be here this Saturday for the WMFO Live Day 24, we followed by another band that's going to be here for the WMFO Live Day 24, Happy Little Cloud.
Love the best them. Name ever.
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 And they're just a powerhouse trio. You look at them, you don't think it's going to sound like that.
Exactly. But Happy Little Cloud.
Oh, they, yeah, it's yeah. not at all
oh,
like
gonna
that.
It's going to be gentle. It's going to be brittle.
They're just awesome.
Oh, they just rock it so yep. hard. And we heard I Don't Suppose by Happy Little Clouds.
Their new single.
Or actually, so Beneath was the first Happy Little Clouds we heard. And then we heard I Don't Suppose by Happy Little Clouds. Yeah, so Gene Tante, he's coming down here to do a solo set. I think he's playing with somebody. I thought I saw like a parenthesis. Do I actually write it on here? Did I? If I did, I didn't put it in my.
You know, Gene. Nobody knows what he's going to do.
You never know. Gene is always a surprise. We love Gene.
Yes.
And when he's done, I went chronologically with all the artists that are showing up on Saturday. Then we're going to have in Studio D, Happy Little Clouds, and really, I'm so excited for all of you who haven't seen them yet to hear them doing a live performance. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
And look at who's next.
Well,
I mean.
So then, you know, really not to overstate how packed, jam-packed this Saturday's event is with talent galore. Once Happy Little Clouds gets done with their set, we're going to come back into the acoustic studio with Mr. The one and only Sal Baglio.
Holy crap.
And the beautiful thing about Sal Baglio is I actually, definitely pre-pandemic, he tagged me to like play drums for him at a couple of IPO shows, one of which was in Nashville. And I can't remember what year that was. But yeah, I've played, and even around here, I played a couple shows with Sal. So I feel very honored and blessed to have shared a stage with him. The guy has been writing incredible music and performing going back to the 80s. So the fact that he's agreed to come on WMFO Live Day.
He said yes.
And, for people who don't know who Sal Baglio.
Oh,
who doesn't know that?
There was a band called The Stompers who was on major label. Yes.
I love my Midwestern ears.
And
the
now.
The Stompers. No, not The Stompers. Stompers. And they weren't from Worcester.
Yeah. What bands he is now, he's doing some pretty great stuff.
Oh, well, he's the real deal.
What do you think,
real
Mike?
Deal. And what a nice guy.
Oh, unbelievable.
And Amplifier the, heads, Peppermint Kicks
yes.
going
peppermint
on
kicks.
Now.
So I've got the songs that I picked for Mr. Sal Baglio are a couple of Amplifier Heads songs. And the first time I saw that name, I was thinking, oh, my God, what a great band name. I love being in a band, and then you hear and see a band for the first time who clearly has, like, a better band name than the one that you're operating under. I love the name, the Amplifier Heads.
Yep.
And if you've ever seen any of their artwork, it's literally a person, a caricature of somebody with an amplifier head.
And you know who drew that logo?
No.
Adam Sherman.
No!
Yeah.
Adam Sherman did that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just gave me something I can talk to him about. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
That is phenomenal. All right, so why don't we keep the music going and start the next set off with Sal Baglio in the Amplifier Heads.
Oh,
right on.
Fantastic.